Our president of the Grand at 101, Scott Jensen, joins us to say a few words this morning. Hello, sir.
Oh, boy.
I know. I was like, he's walking in. Are we?
She's like, are we in trouble?
It's the boss man.
No, this is super important. No. John Ford from Drayton Fresh Mart has passed away, but his impact on the community will be forever. And you're going to say a few words about...
Yeah, so, you know, as many of you know, and not everyone in the community knows, but I've been a summer resident of Drayton, I think, since about 2006,
yeah.
So, you know, quite a long time. And John was working in that store from basically, you know, that time right up until just his passing yesterday. And John was one of those people that when you walk in the store, and you know, we had made our first trip in back in 2006, and I wasn't in the door 2 minutes, and John's up to all of us. There was myself, my son, and my wife. And he says, you know, who are you? Oh, you're new. We haven't seen you before. So, you know, we had to do all the introductions and all of that sort of thing. And then, of course, my son worked there for a while when Deb, who owns the Geddes Street Market, she owned the store for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And my son worked there for about a year, I think, very closely with John. And so now, of course, Kyle's 27 now. You know, he was 15 back when he when he did that. And every time, every single time we go in that store, he'll ask, you know, how's God. Kyle?
Oh.
How's your family? Like, that's the kind of person
he always knew everybody's name, no matter who
absolutely
they, you know.
Everybody would be in the store. Hello, Gene. Nice to see you today. Oh, you know, Terry, it's great to, you know, like he was one of those kinds of people. And, so, you know, I was taken back a little bit by the 500 to 600 people who commented on on him.
Isn't that great?
On various Facebook sites around Drayton. And, of course, his reach is even here. I mean, there's people here that know him. And so, you know, it's he's one of those people that I think we can all take a lesson from of how nice he was, how he treated people. You know, I'm going to read a little bit from Ben Dobbin, who is one of the people from the hardware store in Drayton. And he says, John was one of our community leaders, whether we knew it or was conscious of it. He filled our hearts with nothing but goodness. He had an ability more of us should practice, which is true.
Yep.
You know, I was in awe of his ability to remember everyone's birthdays from did. He honestly did. You know, because Friday that's I was nice in there and he says, oh, you know, say happy birthday to Kyle. It's coming up on Monday.
Wow. You're
like, how does he remember
that's
these things?
Memory.
You know?
Yeah.
And when speaking to John, you knew you were speaking to the real deal. There was no hidden agenda or any of that stuff. He's always smiling. You know, he would seemingly find another aisle that needed attention just so he could stop and talk to some people. Right. And, you know, so everyone, you know, is just saying like, John, rest in peace. And I say that as well.
All right.
We'll get a little story put up on our news site for him.
Gone, but
just
not
a good
forgotten
guy, and he'll never be forgotten. They're going to do something for him in Drayton, whether it's a tree or a boot or a, you know, some kind of bench or
we'll keep you posted here on the Grand.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, Scott. Fantastic. RIP John Ford.